Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to April of 1998. That means we've already had a 15-year anniversary with him. Steve is he's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. That should tell you most of what you need to know about him. He's one of our top profit experts on the planet, and he's our good friend Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Good to have you back.
Answer. It's been 15 years.
I know. Been over 15 years. You know, I just had Stephen S. Little on the show. Now I've got Stephen, both with the V. C. Martin on the show, folks. So we got Stephen build up here. Hey, Steve. One of the things I love about our Brain Trust members is they do a lot of traveling. They travel from time to time, and when they join us on the show, they bring us travelogues of what they've done. And you and your wife took a trip recently, a multi-state trip on a train across America, and I'd like for you to tell us what you saw.
Well, Jim, you know, trying to relive the nostalgia of the great heydays of the railroads, we took a 19-state, 8,000-mile trip on Amtrak around the country, basically running from New York to Seattle to Los Angeles, back to Chicago, and then back to Buffalo, New York. And you can really see an awful lot about what's going on in large and small business across the country when you travel through the backyard
of
America.
And you did that in a two-week period?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
You know, one of the first things that struck me as we were leaving Buffalo, New York, down along the Lake Erie, we're seeing the vacant land where the big steel mills used to be.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Huge blast furnaces.
Yeah, and they scraped them off and remediated those Superfund sites, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And the only thing that's there now are a couple of big wind turbines trying to generate green energy for the new economy. Of course, there's not much manufacturing going on there anymore.
Mm-mm.
And you see the same thing heading in through Cleveland and Toledo.
And can I stop? And also, it affects those factories being gone also affect the condition of the community around them, doesn't it?
It really does.
The stores, the houses, the people who are left.
Well, you're
the ones who remain.
In the Buffalo area alone, you're looking at 30,000 jobs that were lost, and the entire communities just collapsed.
Yep.
And you see it, of course, on Main Street, but you see it throughout the neighborhoods with vacant lots and so forth as well.
What else did you see?
Well, at the same time, passing through the heavily industrialized corridor all the way to Chicago, saw additional steel plants, automotive plants that were shut down, but you see the newer plants, the new electric arc furnaces that are recycling the steel rather than going straight from the raw material as was done 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago to the greatest extent. You see the recycling.
And the plant that it replaced has lots of computers and about a third of the employees.
Yes, if that.
Yeah.
Much more efficient. You know, it's a change. We lament the loss of the old gym, but there is that replacement industry, and it is more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not belching as much particulate into the air as the other one was either, right?
Absolutely, much cleaner, much more efficient, and what it says is that business has to evolve.
Well, disruption is disruption has been going on since the beginning, right? Since Genesis chapter 1, right?
And, absolutely. And that's really...
Go ahead.
That's really the bottom line of what I saw on these 8,000 miles of rail tracks. You see the backyards of the businesses, and those that could change are still in business. Those that couldn't are replaced.
And we're in the middle right now. The reason it's so hard on us right now, Steve, we're in the middle. We're the buffer zone. We're the time continuum of the paradigm shift from 200 years of industrialization to wherever this digital world is going to take us. We're in the pivot point right there, aren't we, right now?
Yes, we are.
And that's the reason it's so tough on us right now. We're going to get Steve to talk about this some more after these messages and what all this means to you and me and our small businesses. He'll help us with that, too. 20 till, right back with Steve Martin. Stay with us.
Are we going out tonight?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.